The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Story number one.
Yeah, brought to you by ATL Live Well, by the way. Sorry, don't just live, live well. Starting with the Falcons, guys, and I did think that you guys had a great conversation with Coach. Needless to say, it was a tough decision. They waited and they tried, and they were hoping Kirk Cousins was going to play his way out of it, and it just never happened, Randy.
Yeah, the thing about it is, and I've seen like other guys that's played in the league long like I did, and we all say the same thing. Just didn't see this happen. Don't know. Never seen anything like this happen, Mike, right. As far as, you know. This dude, he was the NFC player of the week twice, threw for 500 yards and all these different things, and you're third in the league in passing, and then all of a sudden it's a cliff. That's why I kept thinking, is he hurt?
Right.
Is it something that they're not letting us on to? Is it something?
But mental, physical,
because the thing about it is, he's been playing too damn long for it. He's mental.
Right.
So it's got to be physical. We'll probably hear about this story sometime in the offseason.
That's what I said to Carl a few weeks ago. Sometime, somewhere, when the story's going to be written. Then I thought, also, to throw in the aspect of, has he been a guy that maybe there's always been a confidence thing? And that, you know, people talk about the postseason. More than one player can lose a postseason game. I thought sometimes he was unfairly criticized. But then knowing that half the city, okay, me, wants Penix, you know, coming in and you know, you drafted him, and it made no sense. But, you know, you got a built-in insurance policy waiting over your shoulder. Here's Raheem Morris from yesterday's show basically saying nothing changed when Penix goes in.
It's one of those things where the kid's been here for, it was 15 weeks,
right?
Not including preseason and the offseason. And he's had the ability to grow and learn and grow under Kirk and really get his stuff going, get everything going, get the procedure going, how we want to do things. Like I told these guys, we had our periods. We got a chance to go out there and, you know, be the one in certain situations. We did our Mamba periods, whether it was twos on twos, and you got to go spit the play out, call it, get the guys up there and out of the huddle, get them in and out in a timely fashion, but with the play clock being used and execute. And we were able to do those things with him last week also by simulating some 2 minutes and things of that nature that we kind of had been building throughout the year. So when his time was there, the young man was ready, and he went out there and he showed us how much he was ready by going out there and able to compete at a very high level. And I was really pleased at how clean he was able to play when it came to all those things.
And that's, I asked him that, Mike, as far as how did or if the offense had to change because of the quarterback change. And that's what he said. None. They didn't really change anything.
Right.
I think, you know, more or less, if we're talking about protection, obviously you slide the protection a different way when you have a left-handed quarterback. But I thought, you know, just the plays and everything, it was crazy because I kept saying, me and Andrew were talking about the first play was going to be a pass. I was like, they're going to let him throw the pass, which was a beautiful play call, bootlegging back to his strong arm. You know, they did a little max protection, kept Drake in and everything so you can make sure you get as much protection for him. Got to catch it. He put it right where it was. And I know Rob was explaining because the ball gets up on you a little bit more because of the different velocity that comes out. I don't believe in the damn left-handed spin, catch the damn football. I don't believe in all that stuff. But, you just want to grow because that was a big thing me and Carl were talking about is, like, because he played good, Mike, but he's got to play better this weekend.
Right.
And I know they had a stat out, you know, it's not real big, not a – in the advantage of young quarterbacks' first time starts on the road in the NFL. I think it's like 2-14 or something. But I don't think it's impossible for them to beat Washington.
No, they got the fourth worst running defense, but they've also got the top five pass defense.
Yes.
That's the strange mix when you look at what Dan Quinn's defense has become. Coming up in 3 minutes on Dukes and Bell.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Have they got the secret weapon to prepare for Jaden Daniels? Stay tuned. First, Drake London. Obviously, big concern is he healthy? I was going round and round because Friday on last week's show, we were here at Twin Peaks, and we were talking about the reaction in the locker room amongst the players. Hey, man, they've announced Penix, you know, and then you had guys like, you know, you had Pitts. My name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
Right. You know, also, Drake London. Work here.
And then Drake, and, you know, he was like, hey, man, I just catch balls. And some guys are, you made this into a federal case. No, I just know that Drake London is an intense guy and is one of the leaders on this team. And I just thought you'd say a little bit more than the perfunctory or the baseline comment of, hey, man, let's rally behind the young man. And I get it. It's a strange time, Randy, because there are divided loyalties. Not loyalties, but you're passionate because Kirk's been the guy and he's a leader from the moment he got here. And all of a sudden, you know, it's going to be Penix. But that's, I mean, all I was saying, yes, it wasn't like Drake was going to go out there and drop a ball on purpose, but it did kill me to see Ray McCloud and Drake when you really need you guys to step up and this guy, it is, again, albeit the Giants, it's still a pressure situation.
Well, I think the biggest, when you have young players, and we'll talk about the dogs later on the dog report, you got to play good around. You got to help them. Yeah,
right.
It might have been a difficult catch, but make it anyway because you know you have the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. And the thing with it is, because I've been through a situation with a quarterback change, but ours was completely different. We didn't want that guy. You know, we wanted our guy and everything like that. And not saying that we went to coach, but you can just tell the body language, everything about, okay, this dude, whatever.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not like that here. They're not like that. But the thing about it is, they ain't blind, Mike.
No.
They ain't stupid. And you're in that film room and you're in that meeting room and you're watching it because nobody knows it before the players. Nobody. And you're sitting there like, okay. And you see it get to a point because you don't ever want to throw a teammate under the bus. And that's why, you know, a long time ago, my coach always told me about this, especially when you started being on TV. He's like, the body language says it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? You might not say it, but people are watching TV. The ball don't get to you; it's behind you, or something like that. And your body language—it just
seemed to me in the Raider game on Monday night, guys. I'm not saying they were rolling their eyes, but it certainly looked
you
like
could feel it, though.
You could see it. Like, what the hell is going on here? This is just guys see the tape and they see that Kirk just for whatever reason wasn't delivering the ball. Real quick, a concern about Drake London's knee. Here's Coach Ra on what's up with Drake.
Yeah, Drake seems to be fine. You know, obviously he came out, could have went back into that game like we talked about the other day. He had a practice today. I'm not sure we clarified him today. I think he was limited, but he actually went out there and practiced at a high clip. And I feel really good about Drake being able to play at a high level for us.
Stetson Bennett famously was the guy that was imitating Baker Mayfield as Georgia Rose Bowl.
Yes,
and that's when a lot of folks kind of took notice that maybe this, you know, Stetson Bennett at some point can come back and be a man for Georgia. Well, it's hard to find somebody like Jaden Daniels. I really wanted him. There was no way to get there to where they were picking it too. So what do? You go get somebody with some athleticism. They go get Emory Jones, the former Florida Gator quarterback from LaGrange. Here's Coach on bringing somebody in to do some stuff.
You know, simulation of the guy we're about to play, right? Guy that can move around, guy that can scramble, guy that can run some of his own read stuff and the read option, all of those things, getting some guys that are fleet of foot to be able to chase down, do some of the things that, you know, obviously they're very special players been doing. But it gives you a nice simulation of that on practice squad and something we did not have. You know, Kurt would be the practice squad guy normally. We have Nathan Peterman, who's not as fleet as foot of the guy that we're going to play. So you get a guy that can do some of those things and simulate some of those movements in order to get you guys ready to compete.
That is fleet of foot. Basically, you're slow.
But no, you're just not that guy.
But the thing about it is because of how these new lacks and people you have on the practice squad, you can do things like this, Mike, to bring a guy in just for him. This is Emory's last week on this football team. But at the same time, you know, I made the example when we used to play Mike. And so when we were playing the Falcons and everything, it wouldn't be more or less where you had the quarterback who ran the practice squad. You let him throw the ball.
Right.
But all the other things, we were bringing DB over there that was a quarterback or something in high school and allow him to give the team a look. Now, nobody's fast as Mike Vick, but right. just something where you can, like, try to maybe simulate right. something as far as the athleticism and being able to break a chain.
So that's what Emory Jones is here to do, and hopefully yep. he can do some of that. Hey, let's go to story number two because the Hawks had an unbelievable comeback.
Story number two.
Yeah, man, the Bulls were beating them. They were down 21 at one point, 17 to start the fourth, and the Hawks dropped 50 in the fourth, most points in a single quarter, 88 points in the second half, most points in one half in NBA, the Hawks' NBA history. Team just made some unbelievable things happen last night. Here's what it sounded like at the end from our man, bang, Steve Holman.
Crowd on their feet. What a tremendous win for the Atlanta Hawks, folks. The horn sounds. They've come from 21 down, and they have defeated the Chicago Bulls using a 34-9 run. Wow. What a win for the Hawks. They were dead in the water, folks. They were dead to rights in this game. They were totally out of it. They come back and win, and they beat the Bulls 141-133.
Unbelievable win.
What a night. What a comeback.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, man, Jalen Johnson was doing his thing. Trey was doing his thing. DeAndre Hunter, we played the montage of steals and jams. Dyson Daniels. I mean, it's a joy. I cannot say this in 3 years. It's a joy to watch the Hawks in the half court, in transition. Everything last night was popping in the fourth.
I think, you know, first of all, they went out and they got the right pieces around Trey. Obviously, right. you got a defensive guy next to him that wants to be the all-defensive team, better offensive player. But I think just the Dyson Daniels acquisition, along with the continuous sense of Jalen, you find it a role for DeAndre Hunter. I mean, I think they're playing well. They just got to stop going to these damn losing streaks in the middle of the season, a three-game here, a four-game here. Because right now, Mike, they're 2.5 out. Right. On Orlando, who is banged up and everything like that. Obviously, you got Miami coming in tomorrow. They're half a game ahead of you right now. So, I mean, they're going in the right direction. You just got to stay on that path of stop losing four games in a row or something right. like that. Try to be more consistent with it. But, yeah, I didn't know what the hell to think last night. I was like, who the hell is this guy shooting all these damn three-pointers? Oh, he only has four on the season. Now he has seven in the first quarter.
Nate, they just got this guy somewhere at the bus station, put him in a uniform. He's going for 30. Yeah. Stinger, who is this guy?
I don't know.
I think he was on my team at LA Fitness, Bob.
Stinger, you are tripping. Man. Hey, man.
Hey, thanks, Bob.